Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the 10th lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this lesson, we will learn about his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away when he was 63 years old. Some scholars say he was 65, others say he was 60, but the first statement that he was 63 years old is the most correct. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on a Monday at midday on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Some scholars say he died on the 2nd of Rabi al-Awwal, others say he died on the 1st of Rabi al-Awwal. He was buried on Wednesday night, but some say it was Tuesday night. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been sick for 12 days. Prior to his passing, some say it was 14 days. His body was washed by many companions. Some of the companions who washed the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Ali, the son of Abu Talib. His uncle Al-Abbas, Al-Fadl, the son of Abbas, Usama, the son of Zayd, Suqran, his freed slave, and Aus ibn Khawla, the Ansari person. He was shrouded in three white garments from Yemen with no shirt or turban. The Muslims prayed over him individually with no one acting as the imam to lead them in prayer. The red velvet cloak he used to wear was placed beneath him. Al-Abbas, Ali, Al-Fadl, Qutham and Suqran entered his grave and placed 9 blocks around him. He was buried where Allah had taken his soul around his bed. Al-Ahad Anich was dug in his home, the home of Aisha. When Abu Bakr and Umar died, they were also buried there. So the Prophet ﷺ had become sick for 12 days before he passed away. When his sickness became severe, he would ask his wives, "Whose night is it? And then he would seek their permission to spend his sick days in the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. His wives gave him permission to do so because Aisha was young and strong, and when a man is sick, he needs someone who is able to care for his needs. Most of the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were older, and the older person cannot do what the young person can do. In addition to this, Aisha was 18 years old when he passed away, so he wanted to honor her and give her a lasting memory of him by spending his last days with her. She would not marry after his death. She was his wife in this life, and she will be his wife in paradise. Allah the Exalted honored her by allowing the Prophet to die while she was holding him on her chest. She was also a witness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to decide for anyone to become Khalifa after him. If Aisha was not truthful, she could have said that he told her father Abu Bakr to be the Khalifa, but she was truthful, so she bore witness that he did not name anyone to be Khalifa. This is a refutation of the Rafida, who say that the Prophet ﷺ decided Ali should be the Khalifa. 5 days before his passing, he said, "Let Allah's curse be upon the Yahud and the Nasara, for they have taken the graves of their prophets as places of worship." This is in Sahih Muslim. As he was passing away, he experienced the severe pains of death. When he was asked about his fever, he replied, "Yes, I have as much fever as 2 of your men." This is in Sahih Bukhari. Aisha had thought that the relief during the time of death was an honor for the dying, but when she saw the suffering of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she knew the severe pains were an atonement for the dying. Aisha mentions in Sahih Bukhari, when the last moment of the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he started putting his shirt on his face. When he felt hot and short of breath, he took it off his face and said, "May Allah curse the Yahud and the Nasara, for they built places of worship at the graves of their prophets." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was warning the Muslim from what the Yahud and the Nasara had done. This is in Sahih Bukhari. During the last moments of his life, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the dangerous affairs that separates the Muslim from Tawheed and leads them to Shirk. This is the affair of taking graves as places of worship. They perform tawaf around graves, vow to them, sacrifice to them, and seek help from them. The Prophet ﷺ cursed those who take the graves of the prophets as places of worship. So how about those who do so with the graves of the people lesser than prophets? This has no place in the religion of Islam. As for the masajid, then they are built for prayer and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mentioning of His name. Allah says in Surah number 24, verse number 36, in the houses, masajid, which Allah has ordered to be raised and that His name be mentioned therein. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on a Monday during the severe heat of the midday. The companions were so busy trying to regroup from the loss from the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they did not bury him until Tuesday night. He was buried in the room of Aisha because the prophets are buried where they pass away. Her bed was raised and a grave was dug in its place. The Muslims were not pleased to pray over him in congregation due to their severe love for him. The men, women, and children prayed over him individually. Each one of them came to pray over him and bid him farewell. Then he was buried in the room of Aisha, and his grave is well known. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, "The only prophet whose grave is known is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His body was washed by his guardians, his uncles and their children. This has been the custom of the Arabs for a long time, and it is the custom of the Muslims past and present. He was washed by his cousin and son-in-law, Ali, the son of Abu Talib, by his uncle Al-Abbas, and his cousin Al-Fadl ibn Abbas. Al-Fadl is the youth who sat behind him during his farewell pilgrimage. Also from those who washed his body was his cousin Qutham al-Abbas and the Prophet's two freed slaves, Osama ibn Zayd and his father Zayd ibn Thabit. Both father and son were from those beloved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As also present was Sukhran, the Prophet's freed slave, and Aws ibn Khawla al-Ansari. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the companion said, "By Allah, we did not know if we should take off the clothes of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we took off the clothes of our dead, or wash him with the clothes on." When the people differed about this, Allah cast slumber over them until each one of them had put his chin on his chest. Then someone spoke from a side of the house, and they did not know who he was. He said, "Wash the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his clothes on." So they stood around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and washed him with his shirt on. They poured water on his shirt and rubbed him with it instead of with their hands. And this is mentioned in Sunan of Abu Dawud, and it is declared Hassan by Sheikh Albani, rahmatullahi alayhi. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, after he was washed, he was shrouded in three white garments with no shirt over them and no turban. The garments were not made of silk or any fancy material, rather they were plain white garments, and it is from the sunnah for the living and the deceased to wear white garments. Allah honored Abu Bakr with being buried next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he died, and Umar was buried in the same room as well. Allah was pleased with them in this life and the realm between the life and death, and both of them shall be his companions in paradise, and this is proof of their virtue as clear as the sun and a refutation of the Rafida who insult Abu Bakr and Umar. May Allah be pleased with them. This is the conclusion of the 10th lesson. Please join us for lesson number 11, in which we'll talk about his sons sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.